With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Donald Trump said that the U.S. will delay implementation of the 50% tariff on goods from the European Union from June 1st until July 9th to buy time for negotiations with the bloc. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell defended the central bank's response to the COVID-19 pandemic in a Princeton University speech, in which he also praised government employees and U.S. universities, both of which have been targeted by the Trump administration. The president on Sunday said that the United States will have control over U.S. steel as part of the company's partnership with Japanese firm Nippon Steel. As part of the deal announced, Nippon Steel plans to invest $14 billion into U.S. steel's operations. A German court on Monday convicted four former Volkswagen managers of fraud and gave two of them prison sentences for their part in the manipulation of emissions controls over the company's rigging of diesel engine vehicles. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.